Are you a queen, a king, a despot or dictator, an archbishop, some kind of demigod, a supreme ruler, a tyrant, a warlord, maybe even just an egotistical president? Then chances are that you're currently sitting on a throne made out of one of three types of things: gold and gemstones, skulls and bones, or the melted down swords of your vanquished enemies. But that's not you. You're not a cliche. You're unique, and you need a throne that matches your personality. That's where the Throne Zone comes in. Listen to some of these testimonials.
Every summer, my slaves load my throne onto my palanquin to bear me across the desert for the latest Archbishop Convention. And every year, Archbishop Demetrius has the same throne as me. But not this year. This year, the Throne Zone came through for me. They followed my exact specifications and built me a throne made out of 387 glittering lucite butt plugs, arranged in the shape of a middle finger. Beat that, Archbishop Demetrius!
I inherited the throne from my dad, who had a boring gold throne with a velvet cushion. Ugh! I need something that's all me! Something that says Duke Reginald. That's why I had the Throne Zone make my throne completely out of live orangutans. Thanks, Throne Zone.
After I conquered this land, slaying anyone who stood in my way, my loyal followers constructed a massive 55-foot-tall throne made out of the skulls of those I had destroyed. Call me sentimental, but I wanted something with more of a personal touch. Make a house a home and all that. And all I had ever dreamed of was to sit on a throne made out of seasonal popcorn tins. And thanks to Throne Zone, I am living my dream. I must pinch myself whenever I hold court, knowing that I sit upon hollow canisters that once held popcorn of dubious quality. Forever, my subjects will smell the ghosts of stale cheese, caramel, and fake butter, and be reminded of the power of Vladimir the Ravager!
So whether it's wine corks, jackalope antlers, or half-consumed bottles of Crystal Pepsi, the Throne Zone will turn it into the perfect throne for you. So let your tyrannical freak flag fly! The Throne Zone. We give nothing a pass when it comes to your ass.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Abby, do you sound better now?
Do I sound better now? Tell me if I sound better
now. Sound fine.
Better, yeah, now, that's better.
Better now.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For now.
Mm. For now.
What'd you do?
I hung up and I recalled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you try turning it off and turning it back on?
Yeah, exactly. We just have, all we have, the only recourse is varying degrees of turn it off and turn it back on.
Yeah.
Just different things to turn off and on.
Oddly enough, all I see is Greg. Greg is permanently on my screen.
Oh, if you click my picture again.
I am.
We know that's the way you like it. She's like, Greg, I can't fix it. She's not doing anything. I can't fix it. It just won't fit. Oh, I guess this is the way it's gotta be.
If I switch over to Kirby.
I switched to... Oh, are you self-conscious? And then,
no, I'm just trying to reset it.
He's just trying to see what it is you're into. You never know.
Please tell me we're recording all this, by the way. This is gold.
Yeah. It really is. Well, that was a good game, guys. See you next week.
Ha 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 ha!
make sure to have your dwarves spayed or neutered.
Hey!
So here we are. Sorry to no one, because we still release on a weekly basis. I was going to apologize to our listeners for Rhode Island traffic, but they don't know or care.
Yeah.
So that's pointless. So I guess I should just go into this. And now, a pre-written recap of the events that occurred last time we played, since it's highly likely none of you remember any of it.
Yeah.
The session started in Rictavio's room, where you had discovered that Arena now has a small, jet black, yet decidedly non-vestigial arm.
Yeah.
Much to Rafina's dismay, the new limb was not licked, and everyone instead went to bed. Lank later experienced some nighttime escapades, being uncontrollably dragged along as he encountered Izek Strozny and a few other figures atop the town walls. After finding himself inexplicably back in his bed, he returned to the wall and eventually vaulted over. He ended up having to fight his way back inside, using his enormous maul to knock out a guardsman.
That's like a Batman knockout. I don't kill people. I just completely cave their skulls in with my giant hammer.
Meanwhile, Will and Batthwack had a heart-to-heart, mulling over the meaning of life and wondering exactly how to define existence.
Really?
Whatever they were smoking eventually wore off, and they bedded down for the night. The next morning, the Blue Water Inn gang found out that Irina's arm had grown a bit larger before Galdar brought the news that the mayor is Dard.
The mayor is Dard!
The mayor is dead. A crowd gathered outside of the Burgomaster's mansion, where a kindly old woman informed everyone that the mayor had died before being rudely interrupted by Will, disguised as the mayor himself. The woman revealed that she was informed of a plot to murder the mayor, orchestrated by none other than Izek Strozny, who was brought out by a few members of the town guard. Mayor Will insisted that Izek, the guards, and this mystery woman join him inside for further discussion, aided by the rest of the party acting as the mayor's secret guards. I feel like this whole description has been very unfocused and featured quite a bit of rambling, but rather than fix it, I'm instead just writing this out in a sentence to tack on at the end with the hope that it might earn me at least a sympathy laugh.
There you got it.
It did! Yes!
You also got a Halloween laugh.
A sympathy Halloween laugh.
Whoa.
So wait, I thought you said it was pre-recorded.
Hmm?
Are you pre-recording it now?
Pre-written.
Pre-written?
He said pre-recorded.
But I wrote it. How did I read something wrong that I pre-recorded? Wrote.
Stop spitting all over me.
I did spit a lot right there.
Wow, we are off to a roaring start.
Yes,
I'll read that again because Abby wants me to. And now, a pre-recorded... Damn it! Does that mean I have to finish reading it and then start over again? Probably. All right. So, Mayor Will, you've escorted everyone inside.
Oh, no.
Batthwack, are you still just standing right inside the door with a rat next to your foot?
I go where the mayor tells me.
All right. So as you walk in, there's a giant dragonborn standing there. That you will recognize.
But... I do? I pretend I don't know him. Who's this guy? Attack him!
Who did you tell that to? Okay.
Everybody.
Really?
No. No. If he's just standing there, I don't know. Does anyone have a reaction? I'll just walk by him and be like, yeah, he's another secret guard. If nobody has... unless people are like, I'll be like, don't worry. He's another secret guard, even though he looks disgusting. No. I'm assuming people don't freak out just as soon as they see him. It's normal.
This isn't a place where were-ravens are normal. I think we're okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Dragonborn are not unknown. He doesn't look like a monster, but
it's the turtle part that alarms them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
normal.
Are you leading them anywhere in particular, or?
I would assume, like, the study is closed off. That place where, I think it was the left. I don't know what the freaking directions are anymore, but it was the place with just, like, a sitting room or
something? The
one with
the stuffed bear head? And the place where you talked to his wife in secret? Yeah, it's down the hall on the right.
Okay, that's where we go.
Okay. As you head down the hall, you see the cook and the maid just kind of standing in the hallway a little bit further down, just kind of looking at a loss. They don't really know. They read the note that you had left for them, presumably.
Go
telling
back
them
to
not
bed.
To go upstairs.
It's too early. Go back to bed. It's Sunday. I have no idea what day it is. It's a Barovian holiday. Go back to bed. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, like, they're scared. What day is it? I don't know what's going on. I need some context. All right. I'm just like, it's fine. Just go and get us some tea. Do we have any tea in our shitty pantry?
Did he get the honey or was that like 3 episodes ago?
Bathwack, I think, still has the honey.
Yeah, he does. I think that's what he says. Something like, "Hey, get our guests some tea, and then just chill out. Don't go upstairs. That's my wife is still sleeping. I don't remember her name. My wife. That's enough. That's all you need to know."
All right. They have since left, so you're fine.
I just keep talking. They're gone.
Follow them. Indeed, on a holiday such as this.
You lean casually against the kitchen counter. No, they head down they'd go through the door at the end of the hallway to the kitchen.
Okay.
Everybody files in to the study. At least the NPCs do. I can't speak for Lank and Rafina and Bathwack. I can speak for Nick, and he goes in.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
I'll walk in.
Yeah, so will Rafina. She wasn't even sure if she was at where she was. So I'm glad you're inviting her.
I think we're all in a line.
Will had
I
all
think,
the secret guards come in too.
Yeah, because I had the secret. Because I think
and that
I said
includes Rafina.
It does.
Yeah. Because I think I said the secret guards had to guard the guards because they were holding my friend Izek. Now I remember. That's what. Yeah. So you guys have to be by. You know, you totally have to be there. Because this is not Will, and I'm just saying, I think I'm remembering what he said, and I'm poorly yelling at you as your friend. You have to be there! This is D&D! You have to! Yeah.
I'm going to file in last, and I'm going to leave the study door open and just kind of block it with my body.
Okay. Yeah.
As everybody is filing in, Will, you hear in your head Bernard, and he says, "Is this a good idea?"
What wouldn't be a good idea about this? I need to find some stuff out, right?
Where do you want me to go?
You're a rat. Don't freak anyone out. Just go hide on the stairway. Like, I don't know what's close. Again, go hide somewhere nearby. So if I need you, you can be there.
All right. Just, I guess, tell me when you need me.
Keep an eye on the front door if possible. Hide somewhere where you can just keep an eye and just make sure nobody's coming in.
I can do that.
How many guards are in the room?
There are 4 guards.
Jeez.
And then there's Izek. And then there's this old lady. And then the rest of you. And so the lady turns to you once everybody's in the room.
Okay.
And she says, "All right, what's the meaning of this? What do you think you're doing, Vargas?"
Well, one of the things I remember is that we haven't gotten her to say her name yet, but I have a strong suspicion that it is Lady Fiona Wachter. So I'm going to turn to one of my guards, my secret guards, and say, "Well, you know, I think it would be polite if you would introduce yourself to my special guards, my secret guards."
What? I don't give a fuck about them! What the hell do you... What are you doing with me here, you impotent twit?
Now I know how you feel about me, for
did
real.
Did she just call him an impotent twit?
Yeah.
I think she did.
Okay. All right.
She knows it's Will!
Hey! Hey! They know more about each other than we thought.
Is that any way to talk to me?
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Whoa!
Sorry.
You can play your little role. This accent is not doing well right now. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. It's like half Irish, half person without a tongue. Oh, hello.
All right, so it's because you got mad. That's
yeah, I can't be a mad British person.
It's because
I can't really be a non-mad British person, and when I get mad, it's even worse.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Just keep going.
I guess she's not technically from Britain, so she can sound whatever the hell I want her to.
However she wants. She's from Barovia. She could. Yeah, sound like anything.
She just sounds like nothing like last time. Anyway.
You have anxiety right now, I can tell.
I'm okay.
Okay.
But I don't know what I was saying.
You said, I don't give a fuck about these people or whatever.
Who are these scum? You at least have a title. What do you want with me? You played your little game out there in front of the commoners. Now,
my game?
Yes.
What game are you playing? You? What game are you playing?
Why
for telling everyone that I'm dead? I this is incredibly...
Well, as far as I was aware, you were dead.
Oh, I'm sure that you have nothing to do with it, do you?
Who told?
Yeah, Miss Serafina is asking, I don't know, I don't actually don't
Serafina
know.
Serafina curtsies.
She's saying, who told? Who told you?
But these fine folks here.
Just these four.
These were the ones that stayed loyal to you.
Loyal to me? But where were they when I was... How would they have gotten the impression that I was dead?
That is the story that they were told by this fiend here.
Oh,
gesturing
really?
At Izak.
So again, Will is going to say, well, I don't know, I would like to hear why he thinks I'm dead, but he has a gag in his mouth. Why don't we remove it? Sorry, Lank, I know that you can say whatever you want. Will doesn't know, that's the problem. He doesn't know that you...
Right.
Yeah.
I have literally no idea how to convincingly say that's not a good idea. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to look concerned. I will not look at him in case by some miracle he has not noticed me, but yeah.
You can say something to me again if you want, but you don't have to. Okay.
I can't think of a good reason in front of people if we're trying to keep a low profile, so.
Oh, crap. Will's gonna mess everything up. Okay. Well, yeah. So I think what we should... Hear what he has to say. I don't understand why he would think I'm dead. He's my best friend or something. He's my loyal dude. And he is my friend and loyal guy. I can't think of what the hell he would be. Guard. Lead guard man. He's my personal guard. That's what he said. He is my personal guard. So I don't think that he would make up some story. Why would he do this? Hmm?
Well, maybe we should hear it from him. Do you want one of your secret guards?
Why do you keep acting like my secret guards are not a thing?
I don't understand why a group of people new within a week to this town would suddenly become your secret guard.
How do you know that they are that new to this town?
They came in about a week ago. They spent some time out over at the winery doing some things and then returned.
That's creepy.
You've never heard of them before?
Heard of them? Of course I've heard of them.
No,
I know
you never heard of them before a week ago. I mean, that just shows you how much, you know, shows us how much you know.
No, apparently they're new to Barovia. They are
apparently. Well, see, you're saying a lot of things that are you seem to think you know a lot of things, but I don't think you know what you think you know.
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Right, so stop calling them
crappy
names.
Would you stop talking?
Stop spitting on me!
Stupid, tiny little man.
Stop talking to me like that. I will not take this. I am the mayor of this town, the burgomaster.
This one, she points to Lank. This is Lank Stumpers. He is a dwarf. He emerged in this town from a hole in the ground.
Oh my god.
This one is actually named Rafina.
So much for my low profile. All right,
She arrived with the Vistani and joined this group.
How do you know that? Well, what did I do before then?
I don't know. It's not important.
What is my favorite color?
Green.
Wrong! It's light green.
I don't exactly know how he got here. This one, she points to Lankayman on a carriage. Where's the one with the mustache? She says to all of you.
We lost him some time ago.
Yeah, he died.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about it. Lang's doing his best to look sad. We are on the same page.
No matter. Does this perhaps maybe address, you say I know little of what I'm speaking of?
Of which you speak?
Hmm?
I would like to speak to you, Missy, about your grammar.
All right, go on.
You said of way too many times in that sentence. 200% more times than you needed to.
But my accent was perfect, was it not? Anyway, what do you intend to do with me? Why don't you just leave off with all this hullabaloo and let me go?
No, I want to know why you were told a story by the guards.
Mm-hmm.
And then you proceeded to not come over and check on my well-being. You just stood outside of my house and just confirmed that the rumors were true. Now that leads me to believe that you had something to do with this plot.
Something, if I wanted you dead, don't you think I would have had you killed years ago? Look, I heard that you maybe had passed away, maybe at the hands of something, some foul fiend. And yes, I took the advantage. Why would I not?
What? Why would you not?
Exactly. I'm glad you see my point. I'll be going now.
No, you will not be going now.
She starts to walk out the room.
No, can we put her in the room with the dolls?
Isn't what's his face still in there?
Izek's eyes widen when you say the room with the dolls.
We know your secret, Izek. Will points to Bathwack just to be like, no, don't let her leave.
Well, she's walking towards the door.
I'm just going to shift my body in such a way that makes it clear that she's not leaving right now.
Okay. Excuse me, large reptilian man? I'm not talking to you, you turd!
You have been offensive to all of my secret guardsmen, and you need to introduce yourself.
I think, to be clear, I've been mostly offensive to you.
No, you have been offensive to all of them. You've been dismissive, and look, you think you can walk by this giant mountain of lizard skin?
Yes, of course I can.
No, you cannot! I am the mayor!
Well, what are you going to do to me?
What do you think I should do to you? I would like to hear it, because
so surprising. Just waffling about. You know, just speaking waffling. Back and forth. No big surprise there.
You like to say all these things very, you know, you just come out with it. What's your problem?
My problem is, you've got me here, you're playing at some game. Say what you want to do with me, or let me go. Because you know you're not going to do anything to me.
Why? Why wouldn't I?
Go ahead, then.
Why wouldn't I? Tell me, to my face. I want to hear it, out loud.
I think the phrase is, you and what army?
You and what army?
She doesn't have an army with her, right? Right?
Right.
It depends. Who's on her side?
I know, that's the thing.
Maybe Lank's on her side.
Oh,
what?
He is.
Maybe the mayor is.
Which mayor?
Exactly. I'm going to be leaving.
No, you will not.
Why? Why not?
I think you reveled in this a little too much, and I think that you had something to do with it, and I think that...
To do with what?
If you think there was a plot on my life...
Was there?
And you found it so quickly... Well, we haven't even heard out the guards yet. Nobody has said anything besides you. You're just trying to exit this scene really quickly.
Okay, very well. What would you like to do? Take the lead. Let's see you take control of this situation. Vargas.
Well, I want to hear the story from you guys. And he's nodding towards the guards that are holding Strahd. I was about to say Izek.
Damn it, you figured it out! So you just gesture to them?
Yeah.
They look back at you. They're still standing around Izek, who's still bound and gagged.
Guys, should we... secret guards. My special forces.
Perhaps... Your Excellency, we should first... You should hear the guards in private first.
Right, exactly. I think maybe we should split them up and get their stories separately. What do you think about that?
Just keep the lady here.
Keep the lady here. Right. Okay, how many of them are... How many of us are there compared to them?
There are four guards. There is the lady, and there is Izek.
Okay.
And then there is Will as the mayor, Rafina, Bathwack, Lank, and Nick. So it's
okay.
6 and 5.
I think there should be at least a pair interviewing or, like, right? I mean, just to have a backup. I don't know if any of these guardsmen are probably just, like, you know, lame-o NPCs that have no powers, but who knows? Or it could just be one. Bathwack, you want to take someone out and interrogate him? Or Will can and cut their ears off as he does so. I would love to. We could all take turns interrogate. There are four of them.
I think we need a buddy system.
Yeah, okay, well, sure.
Yeah, so that our guests keep all their ears.
Good point.
Okay.
I mean, no, that's not what I meant, sorry.
Well, I think that we should hear their stories individually is the last thing we said in character. So, what do you think, guys?
Let's begin with Izek.
Oh.
Let's take him into the next room and get his story.
I think we should definitely have two people interviewing him. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Will. No, I think Will can handle this. No, I'm
just... Who? Who? Who are you speaking of?
He was saying, will you handle this? He was speaking to me.
Yeah, will you handle this? Yeah, that's what I meant.
I will and I can.
Whoever speaks with Izek alone needs to make sure their will is taken care of.
Yeah. Okay.
I can take him into the next room if you want to come in and interrogate him, Mayor.
Oh, me? Okay. Well, make sure that this biatch doesn't leave. Ah, I called you a biatch.
Lank starts escorting Izek into the next room.
So offensive, she says as she settles down into a plush leather armchair. Huh. All right, so you take him into maybe just across the hall into the dining room.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So who's going with Lank?
I'm scared of Izek.
Who is, Will or Katie?
Both of us.
Shouldn't the mayor come along?
I guess that's what I'm doing. I guess he wants me to go with him. So we're doing Izek together.
Okay.
We're doing Izek together.
Whoa.
It's time to do it, Lank. All three bad guys, total giant.
We are making this up as we go along. Take your pants off.
Maybe you should take him upstairs to the doll room.
Oh my god. He can hang out with Henrik in there. Oh man, creeps. Creep central.
Take your pants off. Alright, so you go in.
Uh-huh.
And so there is Izek. With Lank and Will as the mayor.
Okay. And he has a gag in his mouth, right? Still?
He does.
All right.
I will remove the gag.
Get Ben down here and let me remove that gag, Lank says.
All right.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I guess he was, like, on his knees or something, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, he could sit down. I think that Will would have him sit down because
okay.
Because that makes sense.
Maybe I'll just stand guard. I'll let you take care of the, you know, above waist height.
Yeah, so we have him sit down, and Lank can take the gag out.
Okay.
Shall I bind him to the chair first?
Ooh. Maybe. He's scary.
All right, I bind him to the chair because I still have my rope.
And I pretend to be sad about it, like, oh, this is just awful that my friend has to be bound to this chair. I totally don't like this.
You say that out loud like that?
No, I'm just pretending.
I totally don't like this.
Totally don't like this.
Inner monologue.
Just a precaution, your mayoralness.
Right, yes, of course, until everything has been sorted out. But of course I believe you, Izek, over everybody. So, all right. What's your story? Right.
So he's bound to a chair, and you ungag him?
Yes.
Okay. He breathes heavy. He says, untie me.
No, I cannot right now. It wouldn't be fair to the other
Baron,
participants.
The participants? You know I'm loyal to you.
Right.
First off, this one, and he gestures with his head, this one tried to kill me on the wall last night.
What? I don't think so. What? Will's, like, very surprised because he's looking at...
Lank protests his innocence.
Does he say that?
I protest.
In third person? Lank protests his innocence.
Lank... Actually, Lank does not say anything. He just shakes his head.
Oh, what? You deny it? You say you weren't on the wall last night? Leading the charge against me with those fuckers in there?
Leading the charge, Lank Stumpers.
In there, the you. Thank you, Will, for keeping your eye on the ball with that one. You were attacked by those other guards.
After you, you son of a bitch.
Now, look.
Will's just like, wow, all of this is new information. Holy shit.
I'm okay, out of character real quick. Do I still have the sword that I picked up last?
Yeah,
I think you do.
Yeah, he
nice.
Showed it.
I don't think you've done anything with it.
That was part of his proof that, like, it was some kind of thing that he used for proof. I can't remember what the heck it was for, though.
And I can't either. That's the
I think
issue.
It was when you approached the steps and you were like, this is proof that something happened with the guards at the wall or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
because one of the guards is carrying a different weapon.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then I will take out the sword and ask, do you recognize this blade?
It's one of the guards' blades.
It's not yours?
Nope. I use my axe. Where's my axe, Baron?
I don't have it. I've been asleep. You all woke me up out there.
All right. But yes. No, I don't use a puny little thing like that.
Do you recognize who it belongs to?
Probably one of them in there. Where'd you find it? Why am I talking to you? Let me at him!
No, turns to you. Okay, first of all, you're accusing one of my secret guards. Now, I'm sorry that I had to hire these secret guards.
Yeah, when did that happen anyway? That's news to me.
Yeah, it is news to you. It's a secret, because I knew that there was something happening.
A secret from me?
Yes.
We keep the secrets together.
You are so creepy. You're right, mostly. But right, I knew that there was a plot with a old bitch face in there going on. Tell me all...
You think I have something to do with that Wachter bitch?
Yes!
Ka-ching! Yes, confirmation.
Okay.
You have no idea how many Wachters there are in this village.
Oh, shit.
We have her first initial.
Yeah.
Exactly. With that F Wachter bitch!
Get me a phone book.
Samsonite!
I was way off. okay. No, I don't think that you... it needed to be as few people as possible. Look at all the guards I had to hire. That was too many people. Already. I could have nobody know about it except for me and the guards, the new people. They have a lot of different powers, and I needed them.
Have what? Have nobody know about what? What are you talking about?
I told you that there was... I think that there is a plot going on with that woman in there and those guards. And I needed to figure out what was happening. It was a plot on my life and my wife's life.
Well, you can trust me. You know that.
I just said that it was too many. It doesn't matter. You know, what if somebody had captured you and gotten you to
Sir,
say something about...
You've seen what I can do.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, while we're on it, why don't you recount the last thing that you've seen me do?
I was going to say, I think I need you to recite what you can do to impress me again, because obviously you have fallen from grace in my eyes. I've hired all these other people. I need to
give
hear
me
a
2-year recap.
Yes,
of exactly what's happened between us.
I'm going to say.
We also want to know about his arm. Make him tell us about his arm.
Before we get into the list of all the things you can do, were you surprised to be attacked? Are those guards, just to be clear, those guards are his own men, right?
Mm-hmm.
So were you surprised to be attacked by those men last night?
Yeah, they're my guard. But also I was surprised to be attacked by a runt like you out of the dark from behind. Coward, face me like a man.
All right, Izek, calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Listen, I'm your mayor. Calm down. That's what I like to say a lot. I'm the mayor. I am the mayor. Calm down.
It's true. He is the mayor.
Nick pops in. He's the mayor.
Lank, I mean, I'm. You know what? I think that Lank, if Lank attacked you, if he did, I mean, I don't. This is all very. I'm kind of distressed right now because there's a lot unfolding that I didn't know about. But I'm sure if Lank did attack you, it was probably in some sort of plot to bring out the guards that were plotting against me. It was probably something to do with that, right, Lank?
He already denied it!
Lank is truly just, like, standing there sort of with his mouth open. Izek, what do you think would have... And he's thinking hard here. Izek, what do you think would have possessed those men to attack you last night?
I don't know. It's probably that Wachter bitch with her pockets of gold.
Right.
That's all I can think.
Do you think they may have been enchanted?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Could they have been under somebody else's control?
Who?
Is what I mean. I don't know. I don't know the people around here. I'm a secret guard. We don't know those things.
We are secret, and also all things are secret from us.
It's a two-way secrecy. Nobody knows about us. We don't know anything about anybody else.
Mr. Izek, I have a question.
Are you even in here?
No.
Did you just come in?
Wait, when did you go away?
We went into the dining room.
While I was
sneezing?
I don't know. When were you sneezing? Was it 5 minutes ago?
I love the idea of Rafina coming back from apparently a very heavy sneeze and being like, now, Mr. Izek, where the hell did he go?
Or she sneezes so hard she ends up in another room.
Aww, she's so little. She rides her own sneezes. It's amazing.
You hear a loud sneeze and then there's a Rafina-shaped hole in the wall.
All right, well, I guess I don't have a question.
Well, I mean, you could make your way over there. There's nothing stopping you. There's still Nick and...
I'm going to sneeze a few more times to propel me into the dining room.
All right.
Mr. Izek.
Who's this?
Whoa, Rafina, what are you doing here? Miss Serafina, I thought you were watching all of the other people in the other room. What are you doing here?
Rafina just curtsies and says, quickly, just a quick question. I couldn't help overhearing the bellowing coming from this room. And I wanted to ask a question to Izek that may or may not be pertinent. And my question is, who is the most magical person in this town, Mr. Izek?
What? Why should I tell her anything? He's looking at the mayor.
She is my
I thought you wanted help.
I can vouch for her. She's another secret guard.
Oh, you can vouch for me? You yellow-bellied backstabber?
Not for
you. Vouch for me, not for you.
I'm vouching for Rafina, not for you.
Yeah, but to me? Your word means nothing to me!
Well, I am a secret guard.
Rafina curtsies and sneezes back out.
Sneezes back out. Well, it was a good question, Izek. You don't have to be so upset about these questions from these very special guards.
Why are they asking me? Why aren't they asking you?
They're asking you because we're trying to see...
You know more of the people in this town than I do.
Right, but
you... Who do you think's the most magical person here?
So I did keep the secret from you with these secret guards. Maybe you're keeping a secret from me. And he makes like a sad, barren face.
Did I try to kill you last night?
No, but maybe there's some other secrets about some other magic people. Or something.
I tell you everything!
Are you sure?
I'm your man!
Ooh.
Are you sure?
I have a bedroom in your house!
You have a bedroom in my house? Yes, why are you... I know this, but we're asking other questions. We're just, you know, just feeling you out. It's like a lie detector test. We need to know the easy questions first, then we're going to ask other questions.
You've trusted me for years. What leads you just now suddenly distrust me? That old hag in there?
Yeah, she's an old hag. We get it. I thank you.
She hates you. Okay. She would do anything to get rid of
you. Spell her first name out and just give a bad word for each of the first, do the one of those like little anagrams with the letters of her first name, just so I know all of the bad words you could make with her first name.
He just stares at you.
I'm serious.
Isn't that an acrostic? Thwack yells from down the hall.
Yeah, that's what it's called. That's what it's called. I'm serious. Do it. I don't know how else to get it. I want to make sure this is the lady. Or is that supposed to actually be implied already?
You know what you know.
It's up
to you to...
Mayor, I've forgotten your name.
That's okay. We've only known each other for a little while.
I'm a very secret guard. I was just hired. Mayor, perhaps to show that we do all trust each other, I could loosen Izzik's restraints.
Since
we're alone now, we're not with what's-her-face.
Well, Lank Stumpers, I would love to do that. crap. The only thing that I'm scared of, this is out of character, is that my illusion, if this guy tries to touch me, he might recognize that this is an illusion. I am not actually a baron. So now I have to come up with a reason that we wouldn't do that. But...
Let's have our customary kiss.
Ah! oh, shit. All right, I don't know if I can come up with a reason. So, loosen them. I mean, maybe we can untie him from the chair. What do you think, Lank? That would be nice. But I think that we should keep other restraints just to show those other people that we're still considering all possibilities.
Just so you know, he's bound in such a way that his weird arm and hand are, like, tied against him.
Yeah.
I'll at least, yes, let's loosen him from the chair.
Okay.
And say, you're right, sir. Just to keep up appearances, we won't loosen him entirely, but...
Yeah.
He
Good
is
idea,
your...
Lang.
I've heard you in the 20 minutes I've known you, you have spoken of the loyalty of this man, and I wouldn't want him to get the wrong impression.
Right. Thank you, Lank. See, he...
Why does this new secret guard trust me more than you do?
What do you mean? What do you think I don't trust you? All of the things I've said are just...
I trust the mayor. I trust his judgment. And so, because he told me how much he trusts you, yeah. I trust you.
Right.
Well, then...
As a secret guard.
Why did you attack me?
I already explained that, I think. That was my... it was my thoughts. But...
Mayor, there's something... And here again, Lank is—he's speaking a little bit slowly, but there's something you should know. I may have attacked this man last night.
Did attack?
Okay. Well,
and he Lank shows you the sword. I retrieved this from outside the city walls this morning. I think it was this morning. It was sometime.
It was this morning.
After the attack, I woke up. Unable to control myself. And ran around naked for an hour and a half.
Oh, wait, I've heard about this before.
Yeah. No, I woke up and I thought I was dreaming, but this man's description of the attack... I took a fireball to the chest, didn't I?
Yep.
I will,
knocked you off the wall.
I will show, the, I guess, my singed dwarf hair.
Ooh.
I have reason to believe that it wasn't a dream after all, which is why I asked if there was any possibility, he says, turning to Izzik, of magical influence.
Oh, this won't do, he pretends to be upset. This won't do, my two of my very trusted guardsmen attacking each other. Oh my goodness.
Well, I didn't have a chance to tell you before because of the crowd. That's the reason.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
And so he claims that he was magically influenced to attack me. And now is just getting around to telling you.
Well, I just woke up, Izzik. I wasn't up all night like you, you strapping guard man. right, we're talking about a lot of nakedness and stuff. Now
I would have no reason to attack such a trusted member of the Burgomaster's council, or I don't think you're a counselor, but you have to admit, a lot of weird stuff happens in this town. I say that as an outsider and as a secret guard.
Yes.
Well, I think that all in this town is well.
Right, it is, except for right now. Wouldn't you say this isn't well?
Except for strangers attacking you in the middle of the night, and your own guards attacking you in the middle of the night, and now you're tied up in a chair in your boss's house.
I'm not tied in a chair, you untied me!
Right. No, you're on a chair, still tied up, you're just not tied to the chair.
Yeah. Got it, okay, good. Get those semantics out of the way, great. Well, I think it's more well to say that you just attacked me as part of whatever plot she's scheming up rather than some magical influence.
Izek, remind me of the last plot she schemed up.
Also, before you, like, doubt too much about the magic, you, like, fireballed me in the chest, so, like, it can happen.
Yeah, magic.
Asshole.
It exists. But remind me of the last time something like that happened, huh?
Well, you know that she wants to take over this town. She thinks you do a poor job. Not that that's true.
Yes.
And she hasn't really done much. This is somewhat new.
But why is she? Why do you think she's trying to escape? Do you think that she really? I think she had something to do with this.
Well, I think she doesn't think you're really gonna do anything to her since you know she is who she is.
Remind me. Why that would be, well, since she's she is so, who she is.
She's basically, besides you, she's like the most powerful woman in the town.
Well, of course I know that. Of course. But would she be able to hurt me somehow? I'm kind of, like, right now, I'm half asleep still. I'm still...
I just don't think you would dare to do anything to her.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, that she's a Wachter. They've been around forever.
Right.
I don't know what the town would do if they knew you did something to her.
What, the town likes her?
I mean, she's... I think it would
Izek,
be...
Okay, Izek, don't try to save my feelings. Do you think the town likes her more than they like me?
The town loves you!
No, but do they like her more than... Don't lie! No
she's
lies!
She's just a figure, an important figure in the town. You know, anything to upset the status quo
if
here
we were
would be...
to take her into custody today, who would you suspect, like, do you suspect that she would be able to magically attack us somehow?
Custody? Let me kill her! I'll take her upstairs, I'll chain her up,
all right, but
and
Henrik's
she'll be dealt with!
Henrik's up there right now.
I'll get rid
room.
Of him. We're done with him.
Not
He's
room.
Not going to tell us anything.
Let's not...
get rid of him. Put her in there.
I love.
We'll see if we can get anything more out of her. See who was involved in this besides those four somewhat rude word.
Yeah, but you didn't. Okay, so Izek, though, you didn't know. You didn't suspect anything. And these four people, there could possibly be 10 more.
That's what I'm saying.
More.
Let her up. Bring her upstairs. Let me alone with her in that room. For an hour. I'll get you whatever you need.
Will is like, I like this guy. I'm very tempted to be like, yes. Well, Lank? And he looks at Lank hopefully. Remember that time you burned down that bakery or whatever the hell it was?
Did you say
How
that?
How about, no. Lank? Secret guardsman? Will's looking at you like, well, the
Ooh,
mayor's looking at you like,
It's very formal.
What, we're just going to let him go upstairs and kill her?
No.
Not right away.
We would get information out of her. I like that idea.
And then kill her, and she'll be out of your hair for good. This is the perfect reason. We have this big to-do out on the front steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure her integrity is a little bit in question. We could, you know, smooth over whatever comes afterwards. Mm-hmm. This is our chance. Let's take her out.
I like your thinking, Izek.
Pardon my ignorance, since, you know, I'm new around here. She's been a problem before?
Well, I don't know. She's probably sown dissent. Plenty of the people that we've taken into custody and eliminated, showing, you know, that they weren't happy with the way things were going here. I bet you a lot of them were at her prompting.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Mayor, that seems like a fair amount of guessing. to torture and kill someone.
Well, but the torturing part is just to take out the guesswork.
Oh, well, when you phrase it that way.
Who's this pansy you've hired?
He's a pansy.
Yeah.
You're right.
Attacks people from behind? Doesn't want to get the job done?
Attacks people from behind? I think he already explained that it might have been, it's magic. He couldn't have helped himself. And I think,
and if we don't think it was this woman who is responsible for turning your guards against you, turning me against you, then we need to figure out who it was who turned them against you and torturing this old woman.
Oh, I'm sure she was the one, she was the one that got these guards to jump me. And maybe she's probably got him. She has deep pockets. You think this guy, pointing to him, this dwarf, isn't allured by gold? You know dwarves.
Whoa,
fucking
Izek.
Greedy
Izek.
Fuckers.
Izek.
They'll do anything for a
Izek.
Shiny bit of metal.
Izek, listen, just because you are my right-hand man does not give you the right to be racist. I am not cool with that.
He says, fucking dwarves. But instead of dwarves, he said whatever says whatever the racial slur is for dwarf.
What?
That I'm not going to invent right now.
Hey.
Even though it's a not, it's a fictional race.
All right, Izek, I'm sorry, but he's my secret guard. I give him permission to punch you in the face right now. Go ahead, Lang.
Yeah, don't make me regret untying you from the chair.
Are you sure you don't want to punch him in the face, Lang? Will's like, seriously, come
maybe,
on.
Maybe from the front this time.
Though it wasn't, though it was not my choice, I think that we had enough of a combat this past evening.
Hmm. You're right, he is a pansy, Izek. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
Oh, Will.
Lang punches
the
mayor in the knee.
Your hand passes through his knee
oh,
and
shit.
Hits Will's
oh, right.
knee.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, okay. Lank, maybe we could see what the other guards have going on.
All right, let's put the gag back in and take him back out to the main room.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you shouldn't have used that horrible racial slur.
He's not.
You taught me that word.
What? No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You taught me half of everything I know.
Aww. Remind. Tell me the story and make me feel warm and fuzzy towards. Tell me the story of why that would be.
We can reminisce later.
No, I want to. Listen, you're on my bad side a little bit right now.
What?
Because of what just happened. I'm offended and I'm tired and I don't know what's going on, so tell me the story and make me feel better.
You hate dwarves more than anybody.
Why?
Because they're filthy. I can't even believe you hired this guy.
Oh.
And I can't believe I took the job.
Oh my goodness. Man, you are right. But you know what? This guy's pretty great. I think maybe he's changing my mind about dwarves.
Ugh.
Hey, we all gotta learn lessons sometimes. And sometimes the lesson is calm the fuck down with the racial slurs, okay? All right. So
there's
let's stick
our episode title.
Yeah. I think we should.
Don't put that gag back on me.
Why?
Why do you need to?
Because you might say something else to one of my other secret guardsmen, or cause something with the Wachter bitch.
I'll cause something with her, all right. You let me, and I will.
Just calm down. That's why. See, right now you're all in a upset state. We need to put the gag back
you've
in.
You've wanted for years to do something
yes,
about her.
Yes, that's what I was
let's
saying.
Let's do it.
Well, just calm down. Calm down. I'll figure out a way for you to do it. Just calm down. All right. Gag back in just for a few minutes. Just for appearances, Izek. Just for appearances.
He's just glaring at you.
Oh, you're
so
mad.
Hardcore.
All right. Will you be quiet when we're in there?
You want me to be quiet in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
You won't say anything.
I'll say whatever you want me to say.
Nothing.
I'll say nothing.
All right. Lank, is that cool?
Lank looks skeptical but nods.
Okay. All right, we'll go back in.
All right. You take him back in. Bathwack and Rafina, do you want to have...
If I cast a spell, it'll be obvious I'm doing so, right?
It depends on the spell. Usually they have certain components that are either audible or visible. You could try to do it stealthily, and I'll give you a chance to do it so that it's not noticed if you would like.
Yeah, I mean, what if I wait just until everyone is sort of walking back into the door? So I can use this as cover.
Sure.
All right. I mean, what I was thinking of was detect evil and good, but I don't know if this is really going to help me because the people in this room are unlikely to be in the evil category that is obvious.
Well, you could try.
So another thing I can do is I could cast Zone of Truth on...
Oh, shit.
Walker and the guards and try really hard to not involve Will in the spell.
I just walk through it and I'm like, I will! Hi! Let's see how Zone of Truth works. Yeah, it's an area, so it's not on a person. So, I mean, you could do it in this room. Yeah, it's a 15-foot radius sphere.
Yeah, 15-foot radius. How big is this room that we're in?
The room is 25 by 20 feet. The guards are kind of standing in the middle, and Lady Wachter is in a chair. All the people in here that are NPCs are close by each other, enough that you could cast the zone with them all within it.
All right, but I'd like to shift the zone so that I leave out as many of the secret guards as possible.
Okay.
Especially Will.
Fuck! And you're doing this as they walk back in?
I know, I'm going to walk right into it.
Yes.
Okay, so you could probably do it including everyone except for Izek, since he's kind of amidst Will and...
That's fine, so I'll leave Izek out of it.
Okay, so you've got all four guards and Wachter in it. What is your spell save DC?
14.
So, and you get to know the results, so you know if the person is being affected, which is pretty cool. I was wondering if you would know or not, but you do know. All right.
Cool.
So, there are four guards. Two are male, two are female. I'm going to tell you their names, just so you have them straight, but you don't know them. But the one named Hans succeeds, so he is not affected. The one named Cora succeeds.
Oh, shit.
The one named Devin succeeds.
Oh, my God!
The one named Merida fails. And Wachter...
Fail, 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 fail! One! Natural one! Go!
Fails.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Oh. High five.
That was the most important one anyway.
So as the mayor is walking back in, I'm going to... Mayor, you might want to ask Lady Wachter a few more questions.
Oh, okay. I'll bring her out in the other room, I guess. You want... Because Will has no idea he had cast the spell, I'm assuming, right?
Well, I didn't have you roll... Were you trying to be stealthy about it?
I don't think it matters, actually, because they're going to know that I did it.
They do all know.
They know already?
Anybody is affected is aware of the spell.
But I'm not, so I am not aware. I'm still not aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so Will says something about taking him out of taking
as soon as
the room.
As soon as it happens, she looks at you, Bathwack, and her eyes are like smoldering embers.
Whoa.
But she says nothing.
Wow, all right.
Uh-oh.
I'm on her good side. Hey.
Oh, also, you would know this, Bathwack. They have to be within that radius for it to be affecting them.
Yeah.
So if you take them out of the room, they're not affected by it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Will wouldn't know, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we're taking them out of the room.
Baron, I've put them under a spell. Ask your questions here.
What? Will's like, what, Bathwack? Yeah! What kind of spell, Bathwack?
No one will leave the room until you're finished.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I'll gesture, since I don't know their names, but I know who will be telling the truth.
Yep, so one of the female guards was affected, the rest were not.
Yeah, Baron, focus your question on these two, and I'll gesture to the two who failed.
Oh, well, well, well. And I think I look at Izek like, how about that? That's why I hired a secret guard.
He looks at you and nods.
Okay. And then, and I make sure I'm standing kind of far away from Izek, because I don't want him to touch me. I don't want him to touch me. All right. I mean, does anyone else have any questions? I mean, sounds like this will be fun. How long does it last Aflack? How long?
As soon as she mispronounces my name, the spell ends. No, I'm kidding. Ten minutes.
Yeah. Will's laughing. Like, he's just like, this
Will
is
laughs
so
for 10 minutes.
I laugh for 10 minutes. Well, Lady Wachter, did you have anything to do with the plot on my life?
You think there's a plot on your life?
Did you have anything to... What? Is that just how Zone of Truth works? Damn it! He can just answer. We can play the question game forever.
No, this is the question game.
They can't lie deliberately, but that's the only limitation.
Okay, they can't lie deliberately. All right. Lady Wachter, you bag of buttholes.
Great question, Will.
That is perhaps one of the more inventive insults I've heard you hurl.
We know she's being honest.
Yeah.
You ignorant fool.
Do you like me?
You know I don't.
Okay.
I despise you. I think you are a weak, ineffectual pustule of a man.
Ooh.
I like your insults. But, God, how do I get her? How I don't know how to even do that. If they can just answer with a question.
Ask him to... Oh, I'm there, right?
Yes.
You guys haven't gone to a different room already, right?
Everybody's there.
Yeah.
Good. Phew! Mayor, Burgermaster, ask her to tell you about the attempt on your life.
Oh, there we go. Oh, see, you're smarter than me. All right. Tell me what you know about your involvement on the attempt on my life.
No.
Okay. This sucks.
Nick steps up and he pats his rapier, the handle on his rapier, and he says, "Do you need a little assistance? Maybe to get her to actually..."
Nick? Wow, Nick.
So Lank was apparently under some kind of spell. Now, he didn't tell us any of the details, but I know that Lank has been possessed once before.
Hmm.
To be fair, I don't think Batthwack knows at all about Lank's morning escapades.
Morning escapades?
Ah, okay.
Not this
oh,
recent.
Oh, never mind. With me. Oh,
then never
yeah,
mind.
That's
this,
the others know, didn't... and Will now knows.
Hmm. This conversation kind of. Didn't happen then. Never mind.
Crap.
I can't go along the line I was thinking, so.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
But if you want to say it out of character, I won't stop you, whatever you were thinking.
Well, I was just... You want me to... I mean...
Yeah,
go ahead. I was gonna tie her to Strahd, because if Lank is possessed, and the only other time I saw that was in the presence of Strahd.
That's true.
And if she's involved in the plot, then there's a chance that somehow she's connected to Strahd.
No,
and that's evil, and Batthwack doesn't like that.
Oh,
so
I know that she's not, and does. Will knows that she's connected to Strahd. We all know that she's connected to Strahd. She that's like a not even a secret actually. So if you wanna. You could ask anything about Strahd, because we've already heard that from the priest. And I think Will has shared before that he has the letter. Yeah, no, I totally. We had a discussion about it.
Yes.
Oh,
me and you.
Oh, so we already know.
I know that I told you about the letter. I brought out the letter that I have that ties her to, first of all, parents who were going to sell their kid to the witch for dream pastries. It was something that she's called like. The dark for some definitely the letter's bad shit. I don't remember what the letter exactly says, but it is not good. She and we know that she is like she is a fan of Strahd. So yeah, we can ask her anything about Strahd. I would think
Gargosh and Lavinia Jarov, congratulations on the stride you've made so far in Barovia. I'm so pleased in the number of loyal followers you've brought into our fold so far. Keep up the excellent work. You should come visit us in Velaki soon to see just what kind of results you can expect if you continue down the road you're on. I know funds are tight for you. I've sent some silver along with this letter as another way of thanking you. I appreciate your frequent updates. Please continue with this practice. Praise the darkness, your lady. And then you found
Whoa.
A reply that said, "Oh, Dark Lady, we have big news.
Yeah.
It looks like, crossed out, we think crossed out, there is some new people in town who are scary. We think they destroyed the Durst's house. We didn't hear from them in a while, so I don't know if they was okay before, but if they was in the house, they probably died, which isn't good for us because they."
And I somehow found out that that letter was about Lady Fiona Wachter. I don't remember at what point in the game. It was her, though. Like
You never found that out.
What? What?
You thought maybe it was about her.
Damn. We don't know shit, guys.
That sounded like a lot just now.
I know, but like it doesn't say walked her on it. And but I could have sworn.
I think you, as Will, made a connection that it could be her because you heard her referred to as Lady Fiona Wachter.
Well, let's ask her questions and find out.
Hmm.
Sent any good letters lately?
Yes.
Do you have the letter on you, Will?
Yes. Can I get it out?
I'm not saying that out loud. Sorry, we're out of character right now.
Okay, yeah. Would I be able to get
it
out?
You would probably think he has it. Bathwack.
We talked about it last night. I literally like pulled it out of my breast coat pocket when I was not the Baron upstairs.
Yeah. Look, says Nick, here. You can ask her whatever questions you want to ask her. And he pulls out his rapier and points it at her. And she's got to answer.
Nick? I never knew that you would be like that. Nice side of you.
Well, if she has nothing to hide, then she has nothing to fear.
Bathwick's going to step forward. Baron, do you have that letter we were discussing the other day?
Yes, I do. And he pulls it out. Okay. And gives it to Bathwack.
Did you write this?
She looks down at the rapier pointed at her chest, then looks up at you and says, yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Great. Okay. Gonna drop it on the ground.
Has it been like 30 minutes?
No, we're talking out of character for a lot of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is true.
We're good.
I'm getting the suspicion that I really don't like this person.
So, you know, praise the darkness. What's that all about?
I mean what I said. And Nick pokes her chest with the rapier. I have a cult devoted to the worship of dark beings and Strahd.
A magical cult, says Lank.
Yes.
How many are involved?
12?
Okay, good. It's not like 180 or something.
4 billion!
Everyone.
Are any of the guards involved?
Yes.
Are these guards involved?
Yes.
All four?
Yes.
Alrighty. I don't know if we need to know anymore, but let's keep asking.
Do you ever use magic on people? Like, to affect their actions?
Yes.
Do you serve Strahd without hesitation?
Yes.
With full willingness. Would you die for Strahd?
No.
Oh.
Is Blinsky involved?
Yes.
Is Blinsky in your cult?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's involved involuntarily?
Have you used magic on me?
I don't know.
You don't? What do you mean you don't know? Unacceptable.
No. What, Lang?
Have you used magic on me?
No.
Bitch.
Has Strahd used magic on Link?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Do you know who has used magic on me?
No.
Did you know that Lank was involved somehow last night?
No.
Did you have anything to do with what happened last night?
Yes.
Ah! Did you try to kill me through these paid guards?
No.
Did you try to kill me somehow?
Yes.
Ooh. Last night or a different time?
Last night.
You know, you terrible person, you could just now tell us what we need to know instead of...
Exactly.
No.
So, Mayor, I'm beginning to think that Izzik is innocent.
Yes.
Shall we free him?
Hmm.
Well, first, Izzik, do you now believe that magic affects people's actions?
Izzik, you
can answer that question.
He says... I know that it can, but...
Can you have a truce with Lank? We found out
that
these
four... Do you want me to?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Look, I didn't have anything to do with it. I'll go in the truth place. You can ask me whatever you want.
He'll go in the truth place. Wait, but does he have to save then, or is that
he can willingly? I mean, you can willingly accept the effects of a spell if you want.
Oh,
okay. This is good enough for me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. But before the temple drop, I want to know how Blinsky is involved. Can you tell?
I'm gonna instantly cut his bonds.
Okay.
Even if he kills Link. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
He flexes his hand, maybe a little fireball blooms, but he doesn't do anything.
Okay.
Rafina, were you going to actually ask something, or did you say
yes,
that?
Yes. I wanted to know how Blinsky is involved, if he's not a member of the cult.
She says he, okay. I did not expect any of this, but this is fun. I'm just trying to think how she would answer that.
Yeah.
Because that's an interesting question for me to think about how she would answer that.
Mm.
Truthfully.
You're delaying. You delay fish.
She's not delaying. She's about to answer immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time has frozen.
Yeah.
He approached me and said he would devote himself to me.
Oh.
So I sent him to kill you.
Sorry. What?
What?
What was the question?
How is Blinsky involved?
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
All right.
He said he would devote himself to you, and then you said to kill.
I sent him to kill you.
And oh, so Blinsky. Where is he? Do you know?
Yes.
Where is he?
Right now, probably in the middle of town.
Oh my God! What the fuck? Something's happening right now. Probably.
He's dead, I guess. Hanged.
Oh my God.
Is he? Is he dead?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you have magical powers?
Yes.
And how does a person protect himself against magical powers, exactly?
There are plenty of ways.
Name three.
Other magics? special artifacts? Improving mind power?
Why aren't you using any of your magic right now?
This rapier is very scary and would probably kill me.
What magic can you cast?
Plenty.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, cheese and crackers.
What's your favorite spell?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. Let's see. I like that question, so I want to answer it well. Gentle repose.
Oh, tell us more.
Let's see. I'll just read it to you, and she explains it. But okay. You touch a corpse or other remains for the duration. The target is protected from decay and can't become undead.
Oh. Ooh.
It also extends the time limit on raising a target from the dead.
Oh my God. Guys, how are we going to dispose of her without causing a huge scene and destroying my house?
Well, it sounds like Izzik's
let me do it!
Yep.
I could kill her in one blow.
In my study?
Wherever you want me to.
Yeah, but how do we move her without her casting something to get you?
Keep that rapier on her!
What about your creepy arm, Izzik?
Hey!
I mean... I was curious about your unusual and unique limb.
Okay.
Okay is not the right answer.
You didn't ask me a question.
I was trying to be polite. What the hell happened to your arm?
I think that ship has sailed, Rafina. Yeah.
It just appeared when I was young.
Oh.
You mean it was there when you were born? Like everyone has arms?
No, I lost it. I lost my normal arm. Oh. I was attacked by wolves.
Oh.
I was almost dead. And then this arm appeared years later.
So, Izzik, you seem to have lost your weapon. Take this, and I'm going to give him the... I have a short sword that I've been carrying around for no good reason.
Oh, I could give him the guard sword. Just mow everybody
God.
Down.
Will's like, wait, what about all the freaking information this lady might have?
As you're saying that, Izzik takes the short sword and says, Is this mine?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Do you have these guards in my room?
Do I have them? I mean...
Will, your mayorialness, there was that, like, hour and a half that we were looking for the bathroom because we couldn't find you to ask you where the bathroom was, and
right.
We ended up in all sorts of crazy places.
Yeah, you said turn left at the short sword? Yeah.
The short sword in my chest? Yeah. Under my clothes?
Wow, I totally fucked that up.
In your chest?
It couldn't possibly be that... That's all.
I think that might be discussed after we get more information from this.
Yes.
From Lady Wachter.
So you like it?
Oh God!
Nice recovery.
Is that from my inventory?
He looks like he maybe wants to do something, but keeps looking back at the mayor. I think he looks like he's probably realizes he's maybe on a short leash at this point.
Oh, wow. Yeah, just wait. That's for later. We'll talk about that later. I am disappointed in you guys. That was supposed to be a bathroom hunt. That's not very nice.
Our apologies, Mayor and Dick.
Yeah. But Lady Wachter, how about like all the other people in your family? Do they have magical powers? Are they all involved in the cult?
You mean my sons?
Yes.
No. They're just idiots.
Oh, they're not involved. Okay.
Oh, it's a new game. Sorry. Cult member or idiot. But go ahead.
Yeah. I know. We need to know who's in the cult. Who's in the cult? Tell us. Who's in the cult?
I think Galdar mentioned, by the way, Rafina, I think Galdar mentioned her sons to you when he mentioned her. That's how you guys first learned her name. But that's about it.
It was that, but also the priest. I think the priest said specifically her name and who her sons are. He was talking about the royalty or the nobility in
Valaki.
Valaki.
Cool.
Did we clarify that Izek is or isn't?
Izek is not in there, right? I mean, Izek, are you in the cult?
No.
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
Who else is in the cult?
So he didn't know all his guards people were.
Well, no, he just only four of them. There are 30 guards.
I meant the group that was standing there, the four.
Well, we should ask him that. Izek, did you know that these four guards were in that cult?
No.
Who else is in the cult, Lady Wachter?
And she starts listing names. She says Hans, Cora, Devin, Merida, which are these four guards here. She says some other names that aren't familiar to you.
Okay.
She also says Gargosh and Lavinia Jarov, which are the ones that had the letter before.
Mm-hmm.
Are otherwise, any of them ravens?
You don't recognize any names.
Okay. Guys, is there anything?
No, she says to Rafina.
Okay.
Oh.
Phew, we like them.
Any other questions that we could ask her that are important? Oh, shit. I feel like this is like such a crazy position of power we have right now.
I know.
I feel like Eric's is probably going to cut it off soon. Ah!
Do you know how to get through the mist?
The Bia Vistani.
Oh, those bastards. Oh,
Bia Vistani?
Can I marry into that group and be a Vistani and escape?
I don't know.
You don't know? Good
answer.
That can't
be the only way. That's insane. We didn't used to be here, and then now we are here. Oh my God. Now we are here. And we aren't Vistani, but now we're stuck?
Yep, she says with a big old smile on her face.
It took me 10 minutes to ask that question.
She cuts her head off. No, I'm just kidding.
Who's smiling now, bitch?
Is my son involved at all in your cult or anything? Do you know anything about...
No.
Okay.
She says with disgust.
How dare you, my son the great wizard? Shush!
She laughs.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty funny. Oh man. Do you communicate with Strahd?
No.
Oh, does Strahd not like you?
I'm sure Strahd thinks
I'm
highly
sure
of me.
He thinks highly of me. Yeah. What else did Blinsky say to you? Did he say anything specific? Like, why? Why does he want to pledge?
Irina, ask about the Irina connection. Irina!
You want to ask Izek about Irina?
Anybody about Irina. But yes, Izek. Yes.
Go ahead, Rufina.
The doll. Why was there a doll made like Irina?
Izek's head whips to look at you faster than you can imagine anything moving in the world.
Ew.
Especially something that's made of bones and muscle that could...
He breaks his own neck.
Yeah.
Apparently you touched a nerve.
He says, what? What? Who? Who are you talking about?
Irina, but please speak
quicker. He walks up to you and grabs you roughly by the shoulders. Who?
Oh, crap.
Hey.
Ouch. Ouch. I thought you were telling the truth. That you're bruising my bones, dude.
Who is it? Who's Irina?
Izek.
What?
Calm down.
He's still grabbing her, but he looks over at you, says, do you know who that is?
Put your hands down.
Did you ask Blinsky? Did you ask Blinsky? Because he's shaking me.
He stopped shaking you, but he's still holding on to you.
Did you ask Blinsky to make a doll that looks like Irina?
You know someone that looks like the dolls? You know her?
Whoa, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm officially creeped out.
I really don't know how to answer this question.
Hey! Why are you so upset?
You know!
Yeah, but you tell her you're strangling her. Izza, calm down.
Why are you so upset? Please tell me why you're so upset.
Just explain, because you're scaring her.
The woman! The woman in my dreams!
Woman in his dreams.
And as he yells this, Wachter, she, looking around at this sort of hubbub, and she says, save me! And, the guards all in at once leap at Nick.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh,
don't kill Nick. Don't kill Nick.
No.
I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh my god.
And as you are rolling initiative, the camera is going to magically cut to the exterior of the Blue Water Inn.
Oh my god, what?
And as it does, it zooms in through one of the front windows and focuses in on Victor, the Baron's son. It's a close-up on him poring over his spellbook in the tap room, hot beet soup steaming beside him. He seems to be fully engrossed in his reading material. You hear, as he's looking through his book and occasionally taking a sip of his soup, at once you hear the sound of the front door slamming open, and you see Victor look up, surprised. Heavy footsteps echo through the room, and then a loud smash, followed by a shriek. Victor jumps to his feet and begins flipping madly through his book. The shrieking continues as you hear Davian say, "Hey, what the hell's going on in here?" Victor stops flipping, with his finger pointing at one of the open pages. He looks up, eyes wild, and takes a deep breath, as if he's about to shout something. The camera quickly cuts back to the exterior of the inn, where all seems peaceful. You maybe hear a mournful dove coo for a moment, before every window on the ground floor erupts with flames.
What the fuck?
And that's where we're going to end for tonight.
What?
You told us to roll initiative.
I did.
Oh my god, do we have to remember it now? Should we
No,
just say
I don't
it?
Care.
You don't care?
No, it's fine. Why am I taking this off?
Oh my god.
That doesn't work.
Oh my god.
I just took my headphones off.
Oh my god.
I got a 10 for what it's worth.
I got an 18.
Yeah, for the first time I actually rolled well for initiative.
It's okay, I'll write it down. I have a sheet here, so it's fine.
Wow. The poor Blue Water Inn. Oh my god. It's gonna be done. They don't have like a fire department.
We were
you don't
there
know.
To do it ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
We didn't get to do it first.
That's what the secret guard is for. Is for putting out fires, and you're busy.
Oh, right. We're a terrible secret guard because we just
got a lot to do.
Oh no. Oh my god, Irina's over there. Is she over
but she's
there?
She's not on the first floor.
As far as you
know.
Right? You don't know where she is.
Good. So she'll burn alive on the top floor as it burns down. Oh, crap.
Yeah, before you left, I mean, before you left, she had come out and downstairs.
Oh, my God.
She can jump out on her yucky arm. It'll protect her.
Maybe she blew up the ground floor.
I don't even know what to think. There's too much going on in this game. I feel like I need to live in the actual town to comprehend. Because
well, especially since you guys just decided to use the exposition spell.
I know, oh my god.
It's probably a good thing, to be honest.
Right, but like that's why I was trying to get as much information, because then it's like, oh my god, we don't have to do... Like, Blinsky tried to join their cult?
No, he didn't try. He just loves What's-Her-Face.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's how I understood that, is that he, for some reason, he loves this woman.
Maybe Lanko get to kill Blinsky.
Oh, stop! Oh, he's my favorite.
And my least favorite.
Oh, my God.
He's not fun!
Oh, my God. That is... I don't know. What do we... Oh, my God. What do we do now? See, now we're going to battle, and the house is going to explode. And then I'm going to have to cover it up by being like, I'm the mayor. I hold fights in my lounge room now.
I don't think anyone will figure it out until you start flying around the room.
Well, I mean, hopefully these four guards are just like dudes, you know, like guards in towns are like, just like, it's like fighting me and Eric. Like, hey, I'm a guard in a normal town.
Except four of them took on Izzik.
That's a good example to use from all the times that I have fought you and Eric.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.